This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
Gavin, as the only sports fan of the show.
Why you gotta hurt? I like sports.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm not sporty, though.
Have you ever been on the edge of your seat after officials like took to instant replay to make a call on a play?
Yeah, there was like a football game like 6 or 7 years ago. Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers. The guy had caught the ball and he fell on it in the end zone where he scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was for Betty, not
yeah.
my.
I did look at Betty.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Caught it, fell on the ball, but he was, you know, the ball was on the ground, but you couldn't tell if his hands were underneath the ball.
Because you can't trap the ball,
yeah.
See, sports.
So they just reviewed it for 10 minutes, and that would it decided the game, and they called it not a touchdown.
Oh.
And now it's infamous in the sports world.
I remember that.
No, you don't.
Not at all.
But I'm sure you felt a lot of anxiety,
absolutely.
Gavin. Well, participants and viewers alike of the Scripps National Spelling what? Bee know that anticipation as well. The finals went down recently. And 12-year-old Roy Seligman got the word ambystoma.
That Whoa. Is amazing that you okay. got that right, like pronouncing it, because that's well, not an easy word.
I hope I got it right. After spelling what he thought was the correct way, judges were notified that maybe they should review his spelling on instant replay.
Who called it out is what I want to know.
That
like,
I don't know.
What mom was like,
yes.
Oh no, he did not spell that right.
Do you want to give it a shot?
Ambystoma? It seems easy. A-M-B-M... A-M-B-I-S-T-O-M-A, ambystoma.
Okay, you would do exactly what Roy said. That's how he spelled it.
Me and Roy for
right.
the win!
But after reviewing instant replay, they realized he spelled it wrong. It's not an I, it's a Y.
Dadgummit.
And later determined he actually had to go.
Oh,
poor kid.
Man.
So he was sent home packing, and 14-year-old Zayla was the one to win.
Well, congratulations mm-hmm. to her, obviously. But boy, I feel bad for this kid. Like, he's probably the first kid to ever get hosed
yeah.
by instant replay.
Yeah.
You know what? That should be like baseball. The call on the field stands, you know? Like, that's what baseball doesn't do instant replay. Neither should Scripps Howard Spelling Bees.
Poor Roy.
Oh, Roy. Bad day for Roy, that's for sure. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, you know, sometimes you feel something, but someone will put it a certain way that it just clicks, you know? And I like that. I actually found this on TikTok the other day, and I thought, oh, that's
wow.
really good.
Learning yeah. something from TikTok.
Go figure, right? Other than dance moves.
Oh, no.
So this girl was talking about, like, there's a lot of people doing, like, self-help things and mental health things on TikTok as well. But it was a unique perspective. She said, look at a picture of the sunset. It's so beautiful. But then go out and look at a real-life sunset, and you'll see that the picture doesn't even begin to capture its beauty. And you're like, okay, that's good.
That is true.
But then she really brought it home with, think about this the next time you're picking apart a picture of yourself.
Oh.
Oh, mic drop. Yes.
So she's saying when we look at selfies and we're like, oh, it's not good, it's not good, it's not good. Than to think of ourselves as the sunset because the camera cannot actually get all the beauty that there is.
Absolutely. See, you got that. Look how radiant Betty Rock looks right now. It inspired
I like that.
Her. Yeah. I just thought that was an interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and she framed it in such a way that I think it's memorable, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number that you can call to always be on the show with us. We love having you on. And we try to get as many people on as we can during our time here. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What is something, like some wisdom, that somebody said in a way you hadn't heard before that just kind of made it click, and you're like, oh, man, yes, that's it. And maybe you even adopted that into your own vernacular and your own motto for life or what have you, you know? So I'm just curious, what is that for you? 855-33-WAY-FM. If it can be crocheted on a pillow, it's perfect for this. 855, like a saying, 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What's yours?
For me, it's not about being better than someone else. It's about being better than you were yesterday. I mean, we get so caught up in comparing our lives to everyone else's on Facebook that looks so perfect.
Melanie, I like this saying because it's something that I've actually heard from a friend of mine, too. But what I like about it is that, like you're saying, we compare ourselves so often to so many people, especially when we're women, comparing ourselves to other women. But when we keep our eyes on ourselves and just making ourselves a better version, we find ourselves being more thankful, being more content, being more happy.
And if you're comparing yourself to yourself and you're not as good as somebody else, you've automatically set the bar lower, which is so much easier to accomplish.
How do you take something so positive?
I don't know.
You have a way of twisting everything.
It's a gift. Quick reminder again, uplifting Way FM. Hey, I appreciate you, Melanie. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks, guys.
What's yours?
No, it's a complete sentence. I take things on that I can't do. I'm not really gifted at. I don't really want to do it because it's hard for me to say no. Or I find myself giving excuses and that sort of thing. And I shouldn't have to do that. I should just be able to say no, and that should be enough.
I totally get this because I will, you know, want to help and take on other people's battles or help them, especially if they ask me for my help with something.
Yes.
This is the ego part of it because it makes me think, oh, they think I'm good at this and I should do this.
Right.
The older I've gotten, the more I've learned to say no. We had a boss here that wanted to remove a wall in the building, and he was like, hey, you do home projects. Why don't you take this on? And I'm like, no! Not that I don't want to do it, but I'm like, I'm not qualified to do that.
Exactly.
I have no idea what's in that wall. I've watched enough Fixer-Upper to tell you that you're going to need a beam and it's going to be a crisis at some point.
Also, exactly, you know, if you really mess that up, we will not let you live it down.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I've just taken on this whole new persona of just no to everything.
Hey, can I have some cash, Wally?
No. Gavin, you should ask me that.
Wally, can I have some cash?
Absolutely you
can.
Wait
a minute.
Uplifting Way FM.
That's some pretty funky rap dancing you're doing there. What is it you're listening to?
This is The Wally Show, episode of Cool Dad here. Mark Hall from Casting Crowns. You know him from songs like this.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody.
They are Christian music icons, and he still keeps it real. He's a youth pastor as well. I mean, he's had all the success with Casting Crowns, but is still passionate about, you know, being in the local church and helping these kids out. So, but from time to time, he's really funny on Instagram. He'll do a segment of Cool Dad, and this is where he was on the phone with AT&T's customer service.
Apparently, my unlimited plan wasn't working, so I called and I said, hey, my unlimited plan seems to be not working so well. And they said, well, for $15 a month, you can raise your unlimited plan to the next level of unlimited. I didn't know there were levels of unlimited. It's almost as bad as the church these days. We don't know what the words mean.
Oh, like he like got a little shady at the end there. And, you know, because he's a guy that, A, works in the church, B, travels around the country and is in churches and with people and sees the hurt and the brokenness. And I think there's like a sense of frustration inside of that going, we get it wrong so many times. You know, yeah, do we get it right as a faith? Absolutely. But it's frustrating when we do continually get it wrong.
So when we get frustrated with our phones, maybe our plan isn't working. We don't have cell service like we should that we're paying for. Should this be a spiritual reminder? Are we doing what we should as Christians? Is that what we're...
I think what he's saying is like his, the word unlimited. To me, the way I took it was, we don't understand that when it comes to like grace. We limit our grace for people or ideologies or lifestyles or theologies that don't align with us. And so that's where we can be very limited when we should be more unlimited with our love. And I think that's where he's coming from.
Wow. Who knew AT&T could teach you something like that?
I don't know. And if that's not where he's coming from, that's where I'm coming from. And that was really profound.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
If you're afraid of needles and you had to summon up every bit of courage to get your vaccine for COVID, I have got bad news for you. Turn the radio now. Apparently, Pfizer released some data on booster shots where they're saying a third dose delivered about 6 months after the second shot is probably going to be a good idea for you.
Why?
So you got to get a third shot.
Yeah.
Is that... Ooh.
Yeah, that's what they're saying now. And now the CDC and the FDA are like, no, don't worry about that right now. We just want to get you vaccinated once. But the company that made it is like, yeah, the efficacy is good. It's keeping you out of the hospital, but it starts to wane and you could still get sick.
Oh, gosh.
And so, yeah, that is
bad news.
And who's
to say
news?
That they couldn't say every 6 months you got to go in and get another?
Well, that's the thing. And that was the debate about it, like rushing into it. And I know we had to, but like rushing into it, there were people that were saying, wait, we have done no studies or not enough studies.
Right.
What does this mean? You know, and so that's kind of what we're finding out right now. It was like, oh, this is great. But then it's like, yeah, okay, there might be an added thing that you have to do with this and stuff. So they say that if you're fully vaccinated, there's no reason for a booster right now, but possibly, you know, 6 months from now, you might have to do that. So what if you got the Moderna shot? They're like, oh, yeah, you're probably going to have to do that, too. So bad news. What if you got the Johnson & Johnson shot? Bad news as well.
You have to get another booster for that
one? Yeah, and that was the Johnson & Johnson, the selling point was the single dose. And
right.
Now you're right back where the thing you were trying to avoid. They said, yeah, that they did say that there's... all of this is designed at the Delta variant, you know. But they did say that even though you have to get one extra dose from the Johnson & Johnson, that still its efficacy rate is good and 100% effective against hospitalizations and death. So it's still keeping you out of the hospital, but it's they're saying that, yeah, your odds of getting sick, even with the vaccine, are still present. So there you go. Food for thought today. Something to worry about in the future if you already got your shot. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sometimes you make a decision in life that you regret. And one of those that you have a reminder of is tattoos. And that can go, it can be a thing that you love and you're happy that you did. And then other times, like, oh, why did Spring Break 86 leave its mark on me, you know?
Well, and I've heard when it comes to tattoos, you kind of need to give it like a year or two. And if you are still passionate about it, then it's like, okay, that's a good idea. Then you should get it, kind of thing. But if it's a spur of the moment, mm-mm. Well, Pete Davidson, you know him as a comedian. He's definitely been on SNL. But he talks about how he covered his whole body in tattoos. Mm. and then decided a lot of them are embarrassing and also keeping him from having, like, now that he's off SNL, he wants to have a better acting career, but he feels like his tattoos are keeping him from better roles because he has to show up on the scene 3 hours before filming even begins because they have to, like, pretty much paint over his whole body cover up those tattoos.
Yeah.
So he is going and getting them removed, which he says are way more painful than getting the tattoo itself.
Yeah, I know a lady that got it removed and she said it was worse and that she wishes that she hadn't done it.
I heard it's kind of like, I know it's lasers, but it sounds like a rubber band that's just popping on your skin a lot.
Yeah, so like, because I have a small one of on my wrist that is a representation of my family. Stop laughing.
And his tattoo.
I'm laughing
it's
with you.
It's my tattoo, yeah. I wasn't laughing.
I'm laughing with you.
You can't say I'm laughing with you if I'm not laughing. That just means you're laughing at me.
I'm going to use that in the future.
Oh man. And so, okay, here's what I want to talk about. Like, because I had wanted one for a while, and I put it off, and then I did make a spur-of-the-moment decision, and even on what I was getting was spur-of-the-moment, but I'm happy with it, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if you are not in that same boat. Like, what was a tattoo that you got that you, like, regret? Like,
or it could be a spouse. It could be a friend. Yeah. I mean, I know personally some people that have gotten tattoos that they regret to the point where, like, a thing was misspelled.
Oh, that's the worst.
Ooh, so bad.
Like a tattoo that says no regrets, but it's spelled no regerts. You know?
Like, so bad.
I love the irony of that. 855-33-WAY-FM. No tattoo judgment. I'm just really curious if there's one that you regret. Maybe it's a funny reason that you regret it, or it could be a serious one, too. Because sometimes, man, you're in a different place in life, and you get something marked on your body that you're like, oh, wow, I'm a different person now. I really wish I didn't have that. So it could be either case for you. I'm just curious. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what is the tattoo that you regret, Josh?
It was actually one I narrowly avoided. Me and my best friend from back in my pre-save days, we're going to brand our arms.
Oh, with
like
what?
Cattle brand.
Ooh. Yeah, that's painful. They do that in college fraternities a lot.
Yeah, we were going to do a run on our bicep, and we were going to have it made and everything. We just were too broke to do it, thank God.
Josh, what was it going to say? What was the branding going to be?
Besties.
Oh, cute.
It was going to say SB, and it's good for Swamp Boys.
Oh. You know what? I'm regretting that you didn't do this. What's yours?
So my first tattoo, I decided to get a sun with my kids' initials in the middle of it, and I got it in the middle of my back. And so I went in, picked out the design, had their initials added to it, looked great. What I didn't realize was when they were doing the tattoo, I was going to be stretched over a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So my back was stretched out, and then whenever I got done and reverted back to normal, doesn't look so much like a sun, looks more like a flower, a star, maybe.
A weird-faced emoji on his back now.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for being on with us.
You too.
All right, Christina, you're up. What is the tattoo that you got that you maybe regret now?
I got a tattoo of Sergeant Johnny Perales because he had a quote that said, "The human body is an amazing thing." He'd always say that. He was a medical technician in the U.S. Army. And then he died in action in Operation Iraqi Freedom. And I got it tattooed in honor of him. I'm a very, very, very patriotic person. But now I'm married to a whole nother man. So I'm on the fence, really. I don't know if I regret it, but it's kind of like I have a husband and two kids and somebody else's name on me.
You know, I get that. I get where that could be awkward, but at least it's not like an old boyfriend. Like that, like you never dated this sergeant, correct?
No, I didn't. I never dated this sergeant. We were just, he and his sister and I were very good friends. We were the trio, three amigos. But,
yeah, see, I think you have a good story and it still honors him and it was a person that made a difference in your life. And so I think that there's nothing wrong with that because then you get to tell people the story when they go, oh, was that an ex-boyfriend? And you go, oh, no, let me tell you about Sergeant Perales.
Yeah, I've shared his story to keep his story alive. He went back when he wasn't supposed to pick up somebody, and that's when the UID exploded. But yeah, my husband has no problem with it because he understands that I never dated the guy. So I'm a first-time caller. I'm uber surprised that I even got through. But thank you for everything you guys do. Love the show.
Oh, well, you're so kind. Yeah, we're not as popular as you might think. It's not as hard to get through as you think, so it's fine. But we appreciate you listening and being on with us, Christina. You're the best.
Thanks. Bye. love you.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Good News Giddy Up is a segment we do to prove to you that there is some good in the world, even though the news will tell you differently. So we're going to do three rapid-fire good news stories to make you feel better. Betty Rock, good news giddy up, go.
There's a 75-year-old woman named Peggy who was told that she had severe pancreatic cancer. Ooh. And so she probably won't live to make it through. But
Well, now I'm sad. How is that good news?
Wait, listen through with it. Okay, so she's obsessed with flamingos, okay? She collects them. Well, her family got in touch. Well, you know, like stuff. Yeah, the real thing. Okay, well, this is a struggle bus. So her family got in touch with the San Antonio Zoo, and they surprised her by bringing in a real flamingo
so that she could
see what it came to her house and everything.
Aww. That's awesome. I like that. And the zoo could have had a million reasons to say no, but they chose to say yes, and I love
that. Thank you for that silver lining.
There you go. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
About 700 people live on a small island off the coast of Maine, and the high school graduating class was only supposed to be 13 people, but they were supposed to go on this big senior trip, but because of the pandemic, they couldn't. A lot of, you know, senior classes probably didn't get to do that, but instead, this class, they raised $8,000 for the trip. Instead of putting it towards the trip, they're putting it towards charity.
Oh, there you go. That's nice. Give back. That's a good life lesson for these kids. We've all seen those, and probably been wrecked by those soldier homecoming videos. Oh. You know, dad or mom hiding, the kid runs to him, everybody's crying. But there's a video that's going viral that I think is just as powerful. It's a dad surprising his 12-year-old son with an emotional reunion after he got out of prison. And so you see his dad kind of pop out, and his kid just runs to him just like the soldier, and it was just such a beautiful story. I got to witness that firsthand of my brother getting out of prison and his kids running to him, and it was just so cool. Like, and those are just as important of videos, you know, as you watch someone build their life back up after making a mistake, and it's great. They stayed in touch over the phone, and he even helped him with his homework while he was in jail, but this was the first time they had actually seen each other since he went in. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news, Gideon. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I was on change.org this morning. The site is full of petitions for important things related to, like, human rights, like prison reform, really good stuff like that. And then there was a surprise petition entry from our favorite ketchup producer, Heinz.
Okay.
And what they are arguing for is for these big corporate companies that produce hot dogs and hot dog buns to create them in the same, to create a pack of the same number. Because when you think of hot dogs, it's a pack of 10.
Yeah.
And then when you think of a pack of hot dog buns, it's a pack of 8.
Yeah. And they want there's disparity.
Yeah. They want it to both be 10 because you don't want to be left with 2 extra hot dogs going to the store, getting 8 more buns, and then you have 6 buns left over when you're done with that.
It's really crucial.
It just gets out of control.
I get this. Like, I'm very passionate about this, believe it or not.
This is something you can get behind.
I actually can. I haven't voted for a lot of social change on change.org, but this one, I'm all about. And it's interesting that Heinz, who is the condiment, is being the conduit.
Oh.
Because they don't have necessarily skin in the game. game, but they actually are like trying to bring the hot dog and the bun people together, which is what they do anyway with the ketchup.
That's so true. Yeah. Now, do we know how many people have signed the petition?
Oh, not many.
Oh, come on, guys.
Come on. We've got to make this happen.
You know what? I'm so sick of the apathy in America.
The injustice, if you will.
The people who just will not get off the bench and get in the game.
Get in the game,
it's
man.
Just hot dogs.
This is your chance. This is your chance to
you
do something.
You call yourself an American.
Gavin saying this is just hot dogs. Gavin, I have never been more disappointed in you than I am right now, quite
honestly.
I think
I'm okay with that.
Well, no, you should not be okay with that at all because this is America.
That's right.
We just celebrated the 4th of July, Gavin.
Yeah. Hear, hear.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
I will not stand for this injustice.
We will
sign that petition.
Yes, we will.
We will make sure that there are 10 hot dog buns to go with every hot dog there is out there. Not one hot dog will be left behind.
That's right. Hot dogs are American. Gavin, you know what?
Yeah.
Don't just leave this studio. Oh. I want you to leave this country.
Okay.
Like right
here,
now.
Here. I'll sign that petition.
It might have been an overreaction, but we'll miss him. He was cute. Uplifting Way FM Hot Dog Hotline. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
All right, Cindy, we're talking about the petition by Heinz, a third party to the hot dog and bun industry, that is taking the position that the bun industry, the hot dog bun industry, that puts 8 buns in a package needs to get with the program and have 10 buns in a package, just like the hot dogs that come in 10 packs. I'm sick of the bun industry just doing what they want to do all willy-nilly and thinking they can get away with it. So, Cindy, what do you think?
Maybe y'all better think about the hot dog people decreasing the number of hot dogs to match the buns.
You know what? I was worried about that for a minute, but then I always realize that I have hot dogs that I don't eat that go bad once I open a pack. And so I'm okay. I'm willing to take the risk to have the buns because the buns go bad far faster. And so I'd rather have 8 hot dogs to 8 buns than 10 hot dogs to 10 buns.
He's really thought this through, Cindy.
I don't eat hot dogs. I love them, but they don't love me. But I would rather see 8 hot dogs than 8 buns.
Yeah, exactly. I think that I can go either way with this. I can do the 10. I can do the 8. I don't care. Just something has to change.
Exactly.
Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate you understanding the importance of this today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have this thing called The Prayer Wall where you can go and have your prayer request prayed for at wayfm.com, and you can also pray for people, too. It's kind of a cool thing, and we have a pastor that's in charge of it, Pastor Chad, and he's on there praying for people and helping counsel people and all of that, and so every week we have him bring in kind of what's trending, if you will, on The Prayer Wall, and because it does tend to do that, so what's showing up there now?
Yeah, there seems to be a trend this past week just dealing with issues of addiction. Mm. One mom wrote in this. She said, "Please pray for my son. He struggles with addiction. He's made statements like, 'I don't want to live anymore.' Please pray that he gets the help he needs and has the strength to follow through with seeking help and therapy."
Oh, man. Yeah, that's hard because addiction's one of those things that you can't control someone else's mm-hmm. behavior. It's frustrating as all get out if you're on the other side of it. But you can't control them.
Oh, for sure. In fact, even this past couple of weeks, we've been dealing with it in my own personal family with a family member and talking through it. And you feel this helplessness that what do we do? Like, we can't force anybody to stop this lifestyle or whatever they're choosing to do. And this mm-hmm. particular family member is living now kind of on their own, distant from the family.
Oh, wow.
Just choosing a life that... You live in a lot of fear of what is the next call I'm going to get? How is this going to affect us? And so as I read these requests, it just hits really hard to think what's next. And really, there's nothing else we can do. We've done all we can do as a family, and moms, you know, reach out, try to get them in a rehab, and they leave rehab. And so I'm just reminded of this. James talks a lot about praying for the sick. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this is.
Yeah.
This is a sickness.
Yeah.
Like there's a real bondage here. And so when James says this, he says that we should bring this to the Lord. And he says in James 5:15, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And so it's just mm-hmm. a reminder, even in the midst of of addiction and feeling helpless, that prayer can and does work in the situation when you feel like you can do nothing else. Not only let's pray, but let's rally the people around you, like through our prayer wall, to pray for others.
I'd love to hear somebody, because I mean, I know there's so many people that are in the midst of praying for someone who's battling addiction right now, because that's all over the prayer wall. It's just, it's life. But I'd love to hear from somebody who was on the other side of this equation, who was an addict and now is clean. It's like, what would you tell people who are praying for their loved ones? Like, what would you tell them to help them, encourage them to keep staying in this, you know, and give them hope? Because I know it feels real hopeless on the other side. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. I'd love to have your perspective on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sarah, thanks for joining us. We got Pastor Chad with us, and we're talking about addiction because that's kind of a theme that's on the prayer wall right now at wayfm.com. But we were really curious as to, if you've been the addict, what would you say to the people that are praying for their loved ones right now that are struggling and need a little bit of hope or encouragement?
So I was the addict, and I have 4 years, and it took me a long time. I did a lot of time praying on my knees and just asking God for help. But when I was in addiction, it wasn't really my choice. You see what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't stop, you know? Like, I mean, my children were not enough. My family was not enough. Nothing was not, I mean, it just wasn't. The grips of addiction is pretty strong, especially when you don't see a solution, or they don't know that there's help out there. I mean, I went to many rehabs, so all I can say is just, you know, keep praying, because it will break. And I've been in that hopeless state of mind where I just wanted to take my life, because I kept coming up short. I would get like 30 days, 60 days, 6 months, and then relapse and relapse and relapse. And today I have 4 years. And
nice.
If that's not God,
awesome.
I don't know what is.
Sarah, that's a powerful word, though, that you gave there, because I think people who don't understand addiction would say, just quit. Like, right. It's just easy. And what you said was really key. Like, you can't. Like, it's not just a matter of, like, I stopped drinking soda today and I'm going to start drinking water. It's not as easy as that.
We just got some insight into Pastor Chad's addiction.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, congrats on 5 years, and I really, really appreciate you being on with us today.
And just anybody that's out there listening, do not give in to this thing. Fight with everything that you can.
Came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are in our time machine today, hurtling back in time musically here with our pilot, Josh. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you, Wally?
We could not be better here in the time machine, good sir. And so your job is to tell us what song you want to hear and why.
The song that I chose for Flashback Friday is Skillet, Awaken Alive.
Okay, Betty Rock, what year do I have to set the time machine to?
We got
to
go all the way back to 2009.
Wow, that's like 12 years ago. It doesn't feel like it. A lot of Skillet's music sounds pretty similar. They've stayed in the same vein all these years, which I don't have a problem with, because, like, if it works, it works, you know. But I remember back in this time, 2009, you know, meeting with John Cooper from Skillet, and I used to call him Skillet. Skillety-doo!
I don't know if he ever really liked
that. He did not, actually, because they're like this tough rock, rip-your-face-off band, and I'm always like, Skillety-doo! So why did you pick this song, Josh, Awaken Alive?
They're probably my number one favorite band. I've actually seen them for the first time in 2015 for Winter Jam. That was my favorite concert that I've been to. And honestly, like, I just love if they're Christians in a rock band that influenced both mainstream and the Christian world. And, like I love that so much. And Awaken Alive was, like, one of the first songs that I've heard that really got me into music, quite honestly. I play electric guitar for our worship band now. And I'm getting a worship arts degree. I'm almost done with my degree, so.
Nice. Well, hopefully one day someone else will be calling in for Flashback Friday going, man, I want you to play that song from Josh, the worship arts major, and we'll be playing your song just like we're going to do with Skillet here.
Yes.
Well, let's do it up. Back to 2009 with the band.
Skillet.
Skillety-doo. Attaboy. Josh gets it. All right. Here you go. It's Awake and Alive on Flashback Friday.
I'm at war with the world, and they try to pull me into the dark. I struggle to find my faith.
Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Despite being in her mid-30s, actress Kaylee Cuoco must believe you're never too old for stuffed animals. And I'm not one to point fingers.
No, huh? You've got Cecil the Moose.
I do. I really do. Yep. But this animal is a special one. To celebrate their third wedding anniversary, Cuoco's husband gifted his wife with a plush version of her dog, Norman, who passed away this past January.
Okay, but it's not the actual stuffed dog.
It's not the actual body of the dog. Okay. It's a plush that looks like a replica of the dog.
Okay, is it pretty close? Like, does it look similar?
I haven't seen pictures of it, but she does say that some people have thought it's kind of creepy for the similarity that it shows in the dog. But she claims that it's just the best gift that she's ever received in her whole life. In a recent interview, she admitted that she keeps the plush animal on the couch with her as she's taking a relaxing day, sitting on the couch and vegging out, because it makes her feel like Norman is still there. Mm. And Norman isn't like just a typical pet, because here's the thing. He had so much to do with her life growing up. She actually named her production company after him, called Norman Productions.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So she was really into that dog.
And they do say that dogs have human characteristics and you get really close to them. And so I can understand it to a degree.
When Hank passed away, my wife's cat, who she loved arguably as much as me,
if not more,
like, I had found an artist who does pet paintings of your pet. You send him a picture, and this lady was amazing. I mean, it looks exactly like Hank. I was so shocked how good she was. And so I got her that as a present, because she loved that cat and wanted to remember him. And so she has that in the house where she sees it like every day. And it's a thing. So those are good reminders. Like, pets become part of the family, man.
What if you got Marty a stuffed replica of Hank?
Oh, that...
I thought you were going to say of him.
Yes.
One day. Yeah.
That'd be a loss for everyone.
Let's all just not... Let's put a pin in that one.
It's going to need a lot of stuffing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
Uplifting Way FM. We're going to have some fun here, give you a chance to win a prize. We're going to do Finish Each Other's Sandwiches. This is where the gang and I will sing a line of a song, and we'll just pause, we'll stop, and your job is to finish that line, okay? If you can do so, you win a prize. Very quickly, we can go through a lot of people here real quick. Like, for example, we'll do one in the room. I will go like this. We are the soldiers under God's command. Betty Lou.
We stink as
the
land.
Gavin.
Marching to Chick-fil-A to get our...
No, no. Come on, man.
What? It's got to rhyme with band.
No.
Land.
No, command.
Sand.
Command. Oh.
We are the soldiers under God's command.
Oh, command.
It's Striper. Here you go, wait. We hold his two-edged sword within our hands. That's what you had to come up with, and neither of you could come up with
pretty
that.
Bad.
Isn't it 2021?
Yeah, right it now, is, and this is classic. We're going to take you back to school. Rough. So that was obviously Striper. So many people got that. They were yelling at their radio, like, what is wrong with those two?
Like two people, maybe.
They were yelling loudly, both of them.
Because they have hearing aids.
All right.
Yes.
This isn't a team sport, Benny. Here's what we're going to do. We will go through some other songs. But what I will do, a new rule inside of this, I'm going to give you a song. But if you choose to go with a Striper song instead, if you don't like the one you get, you can always default to a Striper song if you're feeling lucky. So there you go. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play along, we'll do Finish Each Other's Sandwiches right now.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Raquel, welcome to Finish Each Other's Sandwiches. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Now, you have a chance to win a prize here, and it's a very simple game. Betty Rock is going to use her lovely voice there, and she's going to sing part of a Christian song that we play or have played, and then she will stop, and you just need to pick up where she left off, okay?
Okay, awesome.
So today, we are focusing kind of on classic Christian songs, all right? So Betty Rock, with that, give her the piece of the song that you have.
All right, here we go, Raquel. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them.
And a friend will not say never, because a friendship never ends.
You know what? You were close. It says, because the welcome will not end, but maybe it says friendship later in the song. I'm not 100% sure, but you got the gist of it. So nicely done.
Thank you.
Who's your best friend?
Jesus.
Oh, right. That's not the answer he was looking for.
Not
but
what
it's
I was
right
looking
one.
For. Let's see Jesus mail you a prize.
Oh.
And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, because the welcome will not end.
Random. Acts of Audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Betty Rock, who came across this little ditty. What do you got?
So I know that there's a lot of big Seinfeld fans out there. I've tried to get into it, and I've given it a shot. I think I've watched the first season, and I'm like,
It was a show about nothing. I really thought you are a Office fan, a Parks and Rec fan.
Yeah, I might like it if I go further into it. It's kind of like Parks and Rec. You got to get through the first two seasons to get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, with Seinfeld, someone mashed up the theme, which is what we're playing right now, with hit songs from each year that it aired.
Oh.
Now, if we did that consecutively, it ended up being like 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give you a taste of what that sounds like.
Okay.
So these are top number one songs on the Billboard charts through the seasons of Seinfeld.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Here we go. Awesome. The saddest band in the world with the happiest music in the world. What a wonderful juxtaposition. And that's going to do it for your random act of audio. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.